Hello, everyone. Thank you for stopping by to listen to my podcast, Who Are You? A show about underrated deceased artists. I am your host, Alyssa Oliver. You definitely came to the right place if you're looking for a show involving music. In fact, the title of my show is the title of a song with the same name by the band, The Who. Now, that song was going to be the intro music for my show, but thanks to copyrights, that could not be. But without further ado, let's get into our first artist, Jim Croce. Before we dive into the music of Jim Croce, I'd like to give a bit of brief background on who this man was. Jim Croce was an American folk singer, songwriter, and performer born January 10, 1943 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. At the peak of his career, and the day before the lead single to his fifth album, I Got a Name, was released, he and five passengers died in a plane crash after the plane hit a tree during takeoff in September of 1973. The time following his untimely death showed a rise in demand for his music. Some of Croce's most known work is You Don't Mess Around with Jim, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, Time in a Bottle, I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song, I Got a Name, and Operator, That's Not the Way It Feels. The year following his death, Croce won the American Music Award for Favorite Pop Rock Male Artist. His music is featured on a number of films and TV shows, and really the reason that Jim Croce is an underrated artist is because his music career was cut so short and he never got the chance to fully blossom as a musician and artist. To give my choice of underrated artists some credibility, I asked former producer and YouTube entrepreneur Rick Beato to weigh in with some of his thoughts and insight.
Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle, Operator, Photographs and Memories, I Have to Say I Love You in a Song, Leroy Brown. I mean, there's, you know, 10 songs I can name off that are all equally phenomenal.
I asked Rick to tell me a little bit about his first experience hearing Jim Croce and what his overall thoughts were.
I heard him, you know, around that time in the early 70s. My older brother Ray got one of the first records. I mean, there really weren't that many records. And we listened to his music all the time. Matter of fact, Operator was one of those songs where it was kind of the beginning of me being a producer, is listening to some of the background parts and Operators that the second guitar player would play along with Jim Croce. Those parts were, their two guitar parts together were just outstanding.
I next asked him what talent he thought Jim Croce had that set him apart from other artists.
He's a phenomenal lyricist. Great lyricist and a great melody writer.
One of Rick's favorite songs portraying Croce's great lyricism was Operator. Operator is a song about Croce pondering dialing up an old ex-girlfriend. He then finds out his ex is dating his ex-best friend. The song takes you on a journey of his emotions as he processes this information. Here's a snippet of the song.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated.
Another one of Croce's songs that portrayed his amazing storytelling and lyricism capabilities was Time in a Bottle. This was a song of his that reached exceptional popularity after his death because of his lyrics concerning mortality and the wish for more time. Here's a snippet of that song.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
To get a bit of a different perspective on Jim Croce as an artist, I talked to my dad, Mark Oliver, huge music lover, about his thoughts on Jim Croce and what some of his favorite songs were.
Of course, Bad Leroy Brown. There was another one, Operator, that I liked a lot.
Being that my dad was born in 1970 and Jim Croce died in 1973, it's a little hard for him to have much of a memory of Jim Croce's music when he was younger. But he did have this story to tell.
I didn't know much about Jim Croce until my mother and I were watching a television program on... It was on PBS one night when I was a teenager, and this was years after he had died, and it was just him and his guitar player performing it at some event, and this was right before his death, and as a matter of fact, it might have been the same night of his death that was recorded. And I thought he was amazing. I thought his guitar player was amazing. And it really affected me whenever I learned that right after that great performance that they both had died in a plane crash.
I asked my dad what his overall thoughts and feelings were about Jim Croce and his music.
I don't really know much about Jim other than what I saw that night watching PBS program, but his music was really enduring.
As mentioned earlier, one of my dad's favorite songs of Jim Croce's, and arguably one of his most famous, was Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. This song is about a fictitious man who is loved by the ladies and feared by other men, until one day he picks a fight that he can't win after he makes a move on the wife of a man who leaves him to regret that he ever did such a thing. Here's a snippet of Bad Bad Leroy Brown. While Jim was on the road a lot, he did manage to have a life outside of music. On August 28, 1966, at the age of 23, he married Ingrid Jacobson. Croce's wife became his early songwriting partner. 5 years after they were married, they had their first and only child, Adrian James, AJ, Croce. Although their marriage was not a perfect one, the two were determined to stay together, especially after Ingrid's pregnancy with their son. Ingrid continued to write and record after the death of Jim, and their son, AJ Croce, became a singer-songwriter in the 1990s as well. Jim was a man known to be full of emotions, and that can be seen throughout his albums. He was a storyteller. Possibly one of his most endearing and romantic songs is I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song. Now, this song talks about the fact that every time he's around this girl he's in love with, he stumbles upon his words and is unable to articulate his emotions. But he has so many feelings for her that he needs to express them. So he writes it all in a song. Here's a snippet of I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song.
It's kind of late, I hope I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong, so I have to say
Although I've played several snippets of some of my personal favorite songs of Jim's, I asked Rick what his favorite song of Jim's was and what he would recommend to someone who's never heard his music before.
Probably, my favorite song is Operator, but if I were to recommend a song, it's probably Time in a Bottle, I would say. There's so many good ones, it's really hard to pick, but those are the ones I would say.
So, there you have it, folks. There was a brief overview of the amazingly talented and greatly underrated artist, Jim Croce, and some of his wonderful music. If you didn't know who Jim Croce was before, well, now you do. And if you were not already convinced that he is a greatly underrated artist, hopefully this podcast changed your mind. And if you need help convincing others, just send them over my way. Until next time. But I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the